Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. We're going to go right to the phones because I want to spend a little time with this lady. We have Nicole from the Lake John Resort with us, and we're going to talk about the ice fishing up in the North Park area. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
It's a beautiful sunny day here. Are you getting to enjoy that? I know there's been some snow falling up there.
We are. It's gorgeous up here today. Beautiful sun, and we didn't get that much snow. We got a really light dusting that didn't even accumulate to an inch here, so...
Well, I've read your reports, and there's really been pretty good road access to all the lakes up there, hasn't there?
Yes, this is true. The county has done a phenomenal job keeping all the roads accessible. And then for the Lake John tournament that was 2 weeks ago, they plowed to the south end, which has held open. And they're going to do the same for the Delaney Butte tournament coming up February 1st. So the roads should be accessible. They are currently now, and then more accessible for around the west edges on those Delaneys as well.
Let's talk real. We'll get to the tournament in just a minute, but let's talk mm-hmm. about the current conditions up there. What are you seeing on both Lake John and the Delaneys as far as ice and fishing?
Lake John is at 16 inches of ice, which we're a little bit behind this year for this time of year, but it's solid, clear, good, clean ice, so it's strong. And fishing here is slow. Really good quality of fish when you connect with them. The average size right now is 19.2 inches. And we're seeing all the way up to 24 inches come out of here pretty regularly. It's just not that Lake John activity that most anglers are used to, where you're catching 20 or 30 fish in a day. The count is down, but the quality is up.
And then the Delaneys with the contest coming up.
The Delaneys, their ice is not solid, consistent the whole way across because they held open water so late in the year. So they have a mix of ice from 10 inches to 16 inches. The 10 is the thinner. That's obviously where those open holes held out longer. And then the west side of those lakes are pushing the 16 inches. Again, it's still good ice. It's thick. It's clear, but it's just not that consistent 16 inches the whole way across.
And the fishing on the Delaneys?
North is producing really nice fish right now, but it's playing this time frame of you fish really early or really late. South is fishing good, more active probably than all of the lakes. For the daytime fishing, it's reporting to be slow between 2 and 3:30. But other than that, anglers are happy with what's coming out of South. East is active, but it's producing kind of 10 to 12 inch fish. And that's usual for East. It's a smaller lake and it has a lot more stalkers in it.
Now you have the contest on the Delaneys next week. Tell us really quickly about that.
Yeah, so the contest is Saturday, February 1st, and it starts at 6 a.m. and runs till 5 p.m. just on Saturday. And then awards will be held in town at Moose Creek Cafe shortly after that. There's hourly prizes of $75, and then first place grand prize, biggest fish, its length and girth, is $1,000.
Wow, that's a good payout. Where could people mm-hmm. get more information if they want to find out?
They can go to the North Park Chamber website and or Lake John Resort, our fishing tab. I have the PDF of the tournament, all the rules, regs, and registration form uploaded on our website, lakejohnresort.com.
Now, we only have a couple minutes left, and we usually talk about your cabins that you have there to rent and all the things in the store and the fishing information. But you've added something back this year that used to be there all the time, and that's ice huts that you pull right out in the lake for people. Tell me about those.
We do, Terry. We have three of those, and they're going really well. We have, they're 8x6. We have two wooden ones that have four holes in them, and we have an aluminum one that is 5x7, and that one has three holes. And we're doing two different packages where if you have all your own equipment, we'll rent you just the shell. Or if you have nothing and you want to try ice fishing, we do a fully loaded package where we supply absolutely everything. We drill your holes for you, and we move the hut for you during the day and re-drill holes if you're not happy with where you started.
Wow, and it just sounds like, if people want to see that, by the way, if you go to my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, I posted a video I filmed a few years ago fishing out of one of those huts, and it's warm, it's comfortable. What a great way to experience ice fishing, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and it gets families up here and wives, and it's just so much more comfortable way to fish on the lake, and we're happy to be offering that.
All right, well, we've got to run, Nicole, mm-hmm. but if people want more information on the tournament, on the fishing, on the amenities and the shelters you offer, how do they find you?
You guys are more than welcome to call us on the phone, 970-723-3226, or our website has a wealth of information as well. And again, that is lakejohnresort.com.
All right. Thank you for joining us and that great information. And boy, people got to get up there. 24-inch rainbows, that is, and a 24-inch rainbow at Lake John is huge.
Thanks, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. Thank you, Nicole. You know, we're going to wrap things up here, but before I do, I think there is the only other employee of the Fan to host the outdoor show on the line. Is that right?
I do believe that's true, yes.
Mike Evans. Now, I understand you do some other shows on the Fan. I've heard that. I never listen, obviously. But nothing could be a bigger thrill than when you hosted the outdoor show, right?
Well, and I always listen with great interest to the ice fishing reports. I almost went up to Lake Granby last Saturday, but it didn't come together. But some friends of mine were doing some ice fishing, and they were up on Lake Granby, and they had a great time. So I'm hoping to get up there again before the ice melts.
All right. Well, you've got some time. By the way, Mike, you know, of course, everybody knows Mike Evans. He's been a mainstay for, gosh, since the late 90s on the Fan, and I've known him for many, many years. And, Mike, you're up. Tell us where you're at.
Yeah, I'm here at the X Games here in Buttermilk Mountain, and it is a beautiful day here. It is a great, great day. Yesterday was fantastic, and a little cloudy this morning, but it's burning off, and already the action is going on. We were watching some of the snow bikes that were performing earlier, and we got a lot of great guests, a lot of great athletes, X Games athletes, some legendary ones like Max Perot is going to join us here in just a second. So, yeah, we're looking forward to kicking things off here.
All right. Always great to talk to you, Mike. I'll let you go and get ready, and we'll close out the show. But you and I should go fishing together soon.
I would love that.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
All right. We're going to wrap up today's show. Remember, if you want to know what's going on in the show, the best way to follow us is Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. Don't forget about our YouTube channel. Tons of great information on that. The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. You can join us every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 right here on The Fan, where we have both regional and national guests. We try to keep you appraised of everything going on in the outdoors, including parks and wildlife and what's going on. Thanks, Kyle, for keeping us on pace. Thanks, Karen, for keeping me online. And she's going to pick out dinner for me here in a minute. We'll let the Eagles take us to the top of the hour and sports with Mike Evans on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.